Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and as I always love to say, it is my privilege and my pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience as we study together the Word of God. Amen. I thank God for this time, and I'm always mindful of the fact that whenever we get together and we open the Word of God, we come into the very presence of God to study the heart and the mind of God. I like to think of the Bible as God's love letter to His people. Amen. Let us approach the throne of grace. Eternal God, our Father, once again, we thank You, Master, for coming into our presence. We ask now, Lord, that You just lead, guide, and direct the study. Open our eyes and ears and give us a full understanding, Father, how we might be better conformed to the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We realize that's Your ultimate goal. Bless those, Father, who are able to listen in and tune in, Father, and we ask now that Your Word would just keep expanding across the nation. We ask this all in Jesus' name and for His name's sake. Amen. Well, for those who are tuning in for the first time and those who are continuing on with this study, we are in the book of Acts. And I love the book of Acts because it's the birth of the church. It gives us the mission of the church. And I also use the book of Acts as a barometer for the health of the church. Amen. If you want to diagnose, see how well your church is doing, then I would just suggest that you study the book of Acts. And as you study the book of Acts, you can understand where your church aligns itself with the mission that God has mandated through the book of Acts. Now, we left off about verse 7 in chapter 6, and we'll pick it up because that's the place where we get now to see the first martyr, Stephen. But the word says in verse 7, "And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." Now, that's good news. Here it was, the religious leaders, some of them now were turning unto Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Verse 8, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose a certain synagogue, which is called the Synagogue of the Libertines, the Cyrenians, the Alexandrians of Asia, disputing with Stephen." Now, Stephen is one of the first deacons that have been appointed. Remember last time we were together, we talked about there had arose a problem in the church. And anytime you have growth in a church, and especially rapid growth in a church, there will arise problems because of the growth. Now, the Hellenistic or the Grecian Jews were complaining because they had not received their daily portion. They were being overlooked. So therefore, the complaint got to the apostles. The apostles told the church that it is not right for them to lead the study of the Word of God in prayer, which is their main part of their calling. And he said, "Go out amongst you and choose you 7 men, filled with wisdom, the Holy Ghost, and so on and so forth." And Stephen now is one of those men that has been chosen. He was full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, full of grace, full of power, full of wisdom, a great man of a good reputation or a great testimony, a man of great works, a defender of the faith, and one of the first deacons of the church. But sadly enough, he also became the first martyr of the church. Amen. Verse 10, "And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake." Now, whenever you and I purport the truth to unbelievers, there's always going to be that point in time where contention may get hot and heavy. People do not like to realize that they are a sinner in need of a Savior. It is bad news before it becomes good news. It first cuts before it heals. So therefore, when you and I go out witnessing, we should not be surprised when things go awry or people turn against us. That's why I always try to remind people that whenever you begin to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to understand that you and I are entering into a spiritual battle. Those souls that are still walking in darkness are in the enemy's camp, and the enemy is not going to let you waltz in there and just bring them out of the darkness into the marvelous light. So therefore, you and I need to be prayed up and let the Spirit guide us. And as the Spirit guides us, then sometimes we are there just to plant the seed. Sometimes we're there just to water, but it's God that gives the increase. Amen. So we find that this Stephen is full of grace. By grace meant God's love, favor, his gifts, his blessings. He had a godly and gracious character and behavior about him. And sometimes that is the greatest turnoff to people about Christians, is because we come with a holier-than-thou attitude rather than a gracious, humble spirit bringing the truth of the Word of God. The Bible says he was also full of power. He did great wonders and miracles. God's grace and power were upon him. Both grace and power, the Holy Spirit, are necessary before a person can serve God effectively. So when Stephen began to witness to him, they could not resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Verse 11, then they summoned men, which said, "We heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." Boy, it never fails to amaze me that whenever you talk the truth, speak the truth, preach the truth, or teach the truth, there will always be those that still are in control by the enemy, or still, I should say, still being controlled by the enemy, that will always come up and even purport a lie against you in order to derail what you are doing for the Lord. So we find now that Stephen was a man who defended the faith. There are 3 points I want to bring out. Stephen preached in several of the synagogues throughout Jerusalem. And the word arose there in verse 9 means stood up. So those folks that were against Stephen suddenly stood up. And so we find that when someone stands up against us, then sometimes we just have to stand our ground. Amen. Stephen was filled with wisdom and the Spirit of God in defending the faith. You know, the Bible says, and the Lord Jesus told us, that if we would stand before our accusers, that if we would be still, and I'm paraphrasing, and know that he is God, then he will open our mouths and give us the words to say. They disputed with Stephen. They weren't able to resist him or argue with him. There's something about the truth that people cannot just do away with the truth. They may not accept the truth. They may try to deny the truth. They may lie about the truth. But the truth is the truth, and the truth many times cuts. Amen. Verse 12, and they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council, and set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law." So in other words, what they're saying is Stephen is bringing this false doctrine around, and he is bringing blasphemous comments and teachings against not only the temple, but the law. And those are the two sacred things in the Jewish faith, and therefore they had stirred up all of the elders and the leaders and the scribes in the surrounding area to come up against this man Stephen, which was doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Men often do stand against believers, but men who oppose and argues against the believer's witness is resisting the Holy Spirit and not the believer. So therefore we must always be mindful of the fact that when somebody resists us in our presentation of the gospel to them, they're not rejecting us, they're rejecting God. And many times the problem we have is to separate ourselves from the work of the Lord and the personal feelings that we have. So many times we get depressed or angry or just bumfuzzled, if that's a word, because of the fact that we feel rejected, and none of us as humans like to feel rejection, but we must be always mindful of the fact that as a child of God, they are not rejecting us, they are rejecting God. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit gives the genuine believer the thoughts and words to say and bearing witness to the world. Many times when we don't know what to say, all we have to do is say, "Lord, help. I'm standing here to do your will. Allow your spirit to speak through me, because I realize I'm nothing but a vessel to be used of you. And stand by and watch the hand of the Lord work as you need testimony." Verse 14, "For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel." I love that scripture verse right there, because when you are in the presence of God and you are doing God's will, there is a countenance that comes upon you. There is a difference in you. And one of the greatest compliments someone can give is when you're standing in a grocery store or just going about your daily routine and somebody walks up and say, "Are you a Christian?" And when you acknowledge this, says, "I thought so." And then sometimes you leave and ask, "Well, what made you think so?" He says, "You have a look about you." They didn't hear a conversation. They weren't in conversation with you, but there is a look about a Christian when a Christian is walking faithfully with God and has good fellowship with God. It changes you from the inside out, and just the fellowship with God just kind of exudes from our bodies, and it just everybody just can tell, even if they don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, Stephen was a man fiercely resisted, and falsely so. The synagogues were so angered at Stephen, they bribed men to lie against him, stirring up the people and the leaders against him. The word "stirred up" here means to shake up as a volcano, to move, to rock, together with a violent shaking. So this wasn't just some mumbling taking place. This was a violent uproar, if you will, getting ready to come against Stephen. The words "came upon him" means that they rushed at him in fury and anger and in violence. The word "caught" means to seize with much violence. The picture, they seized him and literally dragged him out of court. Now, I wonder how many of us would stay steadfast to the word of God today if we had to endure those kinds of hardships, understanding that all we're doing is trying to tell someone about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and now our very lives have been put in danger. And when I look at all of our foreign missionaries that are on foreign coasts and in foreign countries, and they're walking in countries that are steeped in darkness, they need our support. They really do. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's almost time for me to wind this down. I don't want to go any further. So please tune in again next week as we go further into the book of Acts. And remember, visit us on the web at www.smbcmesa.org and pray for me as I pray for you that we will richly grow in grace together. And when may the Lord bless you and keep you. I hope you have a wonderful worship service this upcoming week. Take care and God bless. See you next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.